Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. That is me, and I appreciate your presence today as we connect every Wednesday live to discuss the astrological energies of the week ahead. And we look at what's happening right now and then give you a heads up about what's coming down the pike. We are live on April 12th, 2017. This is almost the middle of April, and it's not the smoothest month. And as I talked about last week, it's a really good time to just take a few steps back, breathe it out, find some peace, find some quiet, find what you enjoy. And remember that there is always joy no matter what is going on around you or what is temporary and passing and fleeting, because sometimes those are things that grab our attention and get our energy going, and they're not worth it for the long term. Now, I say that because we have quite a few energies going on throughout April that can trigger us, that require us to make adjustments, that ask us to look at ourselves on a deeper level and with greater consciousness. And that is really what I love to share with you. Anything that can help you with your soul growth, anything that can help you understand your choices, your power, your ability to see things from a different perspective that serves you well, not only right now, but for the long term. So the astrology that I talk about really focuses on the fact that you have free will, and you have power, and you have choices, and what are you doing to use them, and are you using them? Because, you know, the planets out there don't do anything to us. You know, Saturn's not out there making you do something. Pluto isn't out there doing anything to you. It's energies that we are feeling, working with in our lives, and giving us choices in how we want to work with them, and choices in our perspective, in our lessons, in our growth. So, we have a number of active planets right now, if you will, and I say active because they are moving around, shifting around. We currently have Mercury in retrograde in Taurus. That just happened a few days ago, and he's going to be retrograde for most of this month. He's going to go back into Aries. And so right now he's going backwards in Taurus. And he's asking you to think about your investment in something and what you're willing to pay and what you're not willing to pay and how much worth it has for you. And is it worth my time? Is it worth my energy? How much value do I place on this thing, this project, this communication, this idea, the way I've structured my daily life? Taurus is about the value of things and how we value them and they value us. And Mercury going retrograde, it can show us the value. It can also show us money and how much we're willing to pay for something, or how much we think it's worth or we don't think it's worth, or we paid too much. And as Mercury goes backwards into Aries, we're going to get new ideas about something again. We're going to get new inspiration, new insights, a new beginning point. So Mercury goes back to 24 degrees of Aries, and we are rethinking something that we thought we had planned out and we thought we knew the answer or the direction. Mercury is saying, wait, 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 let's go back and take a look at this again. And Mercury, he's the fastest moving planet. He's the smallest moving planet. He's a jokester, a trickster, a chameleon. He actually reminds me of the Broadway show Victor Victoria. I believe it was Julie Andrews. And when she had on both gender makeup, right? Her silhouette on one side was male. Then she would turn the other direction, and her silhouette on the other side was female. And that's a bit like this chameleon Mercury, where he shifts and he's the jokester and he's like, you don't know who I am. You can't catch me, because once you think you have me figured out, I'm going to change on you. Now, that energy comes up whenever we have Mercury going retrograde, because he switches around and he says, oh, I'm actually going to rethink this. And I'm a strong believer in the value of Mercury retrograde, because, like I said, he goes so darn fast. He would do circles around the other planets if he didn't slow down. He's a sprinter. And he is our mind. He is our thoughts, our communications. Think about how much data we process in a day and things we're looking at and the social media and email and online and our activities and our errands and our responsibilities. All of that is Mercury. Mercury in Taurus asks us to slow it down. Mercury going backwards into Aries says, stay open to a new way to do this. So that's part of our job throughout April, is just to stay open, and you're not going to really have some firm answers until later in May. That's because Mercury is going to be going direct in May, and he's going to make a trine to Saturn at 27 degrees. So when he makes that trine to Saturn, you're going to know the solid path forward, and you're going to have the inspiration and the structure and the ideas. So the breakthrough's coming, but give it time. Let some things move through. Don't stay stuck or hooked on one thing. Mercury in Taurus is very stubborn and says, it's this, it's this, it's this. I'm not going to change. But now it's the time to be fluid. So that's Mercury for us. And then we have our girl Venus, who we've been talking about every week. And our girl Venus, oh boy, I know she's having a rough one, because she is in Venus. She is conjunct Chiron, which is our soul wounds, our energies from other lifetimes that are showing up right now and hitting us in our sensitive spots, makes us want to hide. Perhaps you're throwing an amazing pity party for yourself. In some area of your life, you're just having this incredible pity party about what you can't do, what you don't want to do, what you don't believe you can do, where you don't have the money, where it doesn't feel good, where you're not feeling connected to something. And not only is she sitting there, but she's being squared by Saturn in Sagittarius, who's saying, nope, you can't have it right now anyways. And Saturn is a stop sign. He's a red light. He is the one telling you it's not time. So Venus is just not really feeling good right now. She's not feeling good this month. And it feels like she doesn't know how to feel good. It can feel like, oh, everything I try, it has this hopelessness to it. These are all Pisces energies, the escapism, hopelessness, vulnerability, sensitivity, feeling more emotional, feeling like you just want to hide. And also perhaps just feeling like your feelings are hurt. Your feelings are hurting right now. Perhaps someone is triggering them. Someone doesn't understand you. There's relationship changes. And I have some stories to share with you about this stuff, because I think it helps to hear how astrology shows up in our lives. And also what it looks like, and to know you're not alone with some of these themes, because you could listen to my show here and you could think you're the only one going through something, and you never are. Don't be silly. You're never the only one going through something. Now, I spoke with a client this week, and she's really having a go at it for a while now. She has this Venus energy being set off in her chart. Now, the Venus energy is actually happening at 27 and 26 degrees of the mutable planets. So the mutable planets are Pisces, Gemini, Virgo, and Sagittarius. And she's having a really rough time with some friendships right now. And intuitively, she knows what to do, And that's Pisces right there. Pisces shows you intuitively what to do. But on a mental level, she feels stuck. And we talked it through that not every connection is meant to go with us long term. And the two people that came out for her actually aren't friends. You know how we have these different kinds of people in our lives? Like you have your acquaintances, you have your coworkers, you have your people you meet through friends or through all these different channels, and you kind of put them into this general group of a friend or this general group of an acquaintance. And these are people for her that are kind of like in that unknown zone, also very Pisces, the unknown zone. And she's just getting a reality check that neither of these people she really wants to spend time with or devote energy to. However, she feels like she has some commitments with them that she needs to follow through on. And it's just wearing her down. It's like to summon up the energy to interact with them is so heavy for her. It's so trying. And all she can do right now is breathe through it and be responsible. Because the Saturn energy is saying you have to show up for your commitments. You need to follow through on what you said you would do, but you don't have to overdo it. You don't have to be someone's best friend. You don't have to put extra energy into making this work. So she's literally every day just trying to summon up the energy to do what she needs to do, and that's it. So that's one way that this Venus energy is coming up right now. The whole square of Chiron squaring Saturn can also make it hard because you don't want to be vulnerable. You don't want to put forth the energy. Saturn is also saying, well, but you agreed to do something, or maybe it wasn't this lifetime, but it was another lifetime that you said you would follow through or you would provide or you would do something that requires you to put forth the energy and the work. So that's why there's just kind of this heaviness, and it's going to keep going through the end of April, but it is going to break free, okay? There is relief coming. Now, the good thing about Venus here is that she is turning, stationing direct on April 15th. That's this Saturday. I am celebrating by getting my hair done because it's a good idea to wait to do any Venetian things like beauty, like your hair, like makeup, anything that makes you feel good, until Venus is going direct. So you better believe I scheduled my hair cut for Saturday because I'm so tired of my hair. I'm like, oh, it's overdue. That's how I'm celebrating Venus stationing direct. And then she's going to start to get a little bit more of her groove back. And what's going to happen is when Venus starts going direct, she's not going to feel like a victim. She's going to say, never mind this fabulous pity party I threw for myself. I am a Disney princess, damn it. I am here because there's things I want that are important to me, and I deserve them. So she turns direct, and she starts to claim her story. She gets stronger with it because she spent all this time hibernating, withdrawing, hiding, feeling sorry for herself, maybe playing the blame game. And now she's like, no more of this. And she starts to get stronger and kinder to herself first. And she claims what is right for her. And then she's going to move forward. She goes direct again, and she moves back into Aries. And when Venus goes into Aries, she gets a stronger sense of self. Because Aries is the I am energy. It's that part of us that claims our self-identity. Who am I in this lifetime? What am I about? What's important to me? What is my uniqueness? Why am I special? All these things that identify you and motivate you and inspire you and encourage you to keep growing. Well, Venus goes back into Aries, and she says, well, this is who I am, damn it. And she's a toughie. She's got more of a warrior vibe, and she feels stronger in what she needs, who she wants in her life, and the relationships that are right for her, because Venus in Aries is aware of her own relationship with herself, which is essentially the foundation of how we build our relationships. So you go forward here, Venus goes back into Aries, and eventually in May, she is going to trine Saturn. Now, she's been squaring Saturn all this month, and he's been saying no, no, no. When she is in the late degrees of Aries, 26 degrees, 27, 28 degrees, she's going to trine Saturn in Sagittarius, and that is supportive, that is stability, that is structure, that is timing. And it's almost like stern Saturn smiles and says, see, my little princess, now is the time. Now is the time. Before, in April, not the time. You needed to do some other work. You weren't ready. Now it's time. Saturn is the father. Venus is the girl, the daughter. And so he says, okay, see, you weren't ready, and now you're ready. So in May, you're going to be ready for something, whether it's relationships, money, a greater sense of self-value, an understanding of what you're going through right now. You're going to be stronger in it. So know that this time isn't going to last forever if it's been rough on you. And maybe it hasn't been rough on you. Maybe you haven't felt it at all. Well, you are a lucky duck. But understand that other people are, whether they show it or not, and chances are they are not showing it. They're hiding it. They're keeping it in their private world, their inner space, and it isn't public. So anything you can do to give people space right now, the better. The other thing about the Venus energy that I want to share with you is that we do reevaluate even our closest friendships. And I remember years ago now, I was having a tough Venus transit in my chart, and I realized that a friendship I'd had for a really long time was pretty much over. She and I didn't have much to talk about. Everything we talked about was kind of in the past. It was never going forward. We didn't have a lot in common anymore. We did have friends in common. But you just reach that point of the energy here is heavy. It isn't a fit. It's too much work. It's not a friendship. It isn't a sense of I don't feel good when I'm with her. I don't feel good around her. The things that I thought I enjoyed about her, I no longer did. And it's okay to be honest about that. It's okay to be honest with yourself or, you know, that one person you trust and just say, I don't feel good around this anymore. This isn't really working for me. And to allow yourself that truth. Because our friendships do change, and we don't hear a lot about that, but they do evolve, and you do have different needs, and especially when you're on a spiritual growth path and you're really interested in this stuff, it can separate you from people who really aren't interested at all. But you have to honor yourself. Now, keep in mind, the sun is still in Aries. The sun is in Aries, and so it's really asking you to get stronger in your self-identity. Who am I now? What is important to me? What do I need? What am I about? Aries is a sign of I am, and it's that selfhood of who you are in the world so that you can really be strong in that and share it from a really positive place. And part of that reality check is also seeing who you no longer are. And so this week, the sun makes a conjunction to Uranus, and that happens at 24 degrees of Aries, and that is on Thursday, Friday. And that's always a revolutionary, rebellious, you can't tell me what to do, Missy. It's very independent and sassy and saucy, and you are just maybe going to feel a little bit more edgy. And hopefully you feel some independence too, and you get some clarity. Uranus is associated with cosmic brilliance. And so you could have some incredible insights, some incredible openings. You could just feel this sense of electricity or lightning going through you. It can be volatile. It'll be interesting to see what transpires on the public stage, because it's not a sitting down energy at all. It's a get up and let's get it done energy. So then the Sun in Aries moves to trine Saturn in Sagittarius at 27 degrees on Monday. And this energy is stabilizing because anytime there's a trine with Saturn, a structure, a lineup, timing happens. Saturn's all about timing. And our human selves might not like timing. We don't want to wait. We don't want to have to put in the work or put in the effort. But when we do, Saturn rewards it. And Saturn says, ding, 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 your number's up, kiddo. It's time to go. It's you. You're up. Go. Get it done. Keep going. So Saturn can reward us when we put forth the effort and we stayed on a track and we put in the work, the discipline that brings us tangible payoffs. So that's Monday. Monday's a great day for anything you've been working on to go to the next level, or to have some conversations, or to stabilize something, or to even just feel like you're on the right track. They're in fire signs. Fire signs are about inspiration, motivation, action, spiritual growth, that excitement for life. I mean, think about a fire blazing up. It wants to grow and expand and do, and it's very it just has this energy to it, right? You can be mesmerized by the fire. So even if this week has been unsettling and volatile, I think next week is actually going to be a little bit smoother, because Venus will be going direct again. We're going to have this nice trine between the Sun and Saturn. We are going to also be feeling Pluto even more, because Pluto will be stationing retrograde on April 19th at 19 degrees. So we do have a sense here of, you know, things going on different energetic levels, shifting and changing and, you know, just moving around. And that's why you really want to be aware of yourself and your needs and staying in tune with your choices and your power in every moment. With the Sun still in Aries, we are meant to get something started, initiated, a new beginning, a new path, something fresh, something that speaks to you right now. And Aries gives you the courage to do it. It gives you that sense of, I really can. This is possible. I can be brave, I can be courageous, I can lead myself. I can be my own leader. I'm an Aries, my son is an Aries, and in fact, just last month in March was my 40th birthday, and my family and I went down to Key West just recently to celebrate that. And because it's my 40th, it's, you know, a new decade, and I was thinking, well, not only is it a new year, it's a new decade, and what do I want to initiate for this decade of my life? And I've spent some time thinking about that, imagining that, staying open to it, because a part of me was like, oh, I don't know, and then a part of me was like, really clear. And so you're being urged to think about, well, what do I want next? And maybe you don't completely know, but stay open. Look for the inspiration. Look for the guidance. Be open to what excites you and what motivates you. It's a fire energy. You know, it's supposed to get your fire going. It's supposed to get you excited and fired up. We only have about another week or so of the Aries energy. Then we go into Taurus, which puts down roots. So think about Aries as planting the seeds, and then those seeds grow because they're a potential. It's all about possibilities and potential. And then the roots of Taurus show up because Taurus is an earth sign. It's the first earth sign, and it asks you to look at, okay, what can take hold here? So part of our job right now is to just stay open to what inspires us, what the possibilities are, where your energy rises, you know, where you feel that excitement, and maybe it's sort of a nervous excitement. You know how you get butterflies in your stomach, but they're the good kind of butterflies? They're not bats. Bats are like the bad butterflies, and butterflies are the good butterflies. It's that excitement for what could happen, the potential, the possibilities, what you don't know yet. And that is the Aries fire. So keep in mind that even if you're figuring it out right now, you're not going to have answers yet. And keep trusting that. And keep going with that. And know that you will have the answers when it's time. I think that May is a much more solid month for answers, understanding, and a sense of what happens next. You can't rush it right now. You can't, you know, you can't push the tides. You can't push the barge. You're just meant to keep the fire going, to keep the fire burning, so that you're staying in that place of excitement for yourself. And sometimes we get too hard on ourselves, and we go into what we thought we should do, or what we should do, or what we didn't do. No, no, no. The purpose of March and April is to clean the slate. You're cleaning the slate right now, and you're letting, you let go, hopefully, of whatever was done, and now you're bringing in what's new. And I believe that the universe, God, spirit, all that is so gentle with us and so loving that, you know that saying, you're only given what you can handle. God doesn't give you more than you can handle. And so right now, even if it feels like, you know, whatever is showing up for you, you can't handle it. Of course you can. Of course you can. So be kind to yourself. Be gentle with yourself. And when Venus goes direct here, again, you're going to start to feel that strengthening and that sense of, hell yes, I can. Well, when she gets into Aries, you'll say, hell yes. She goes into Aries the end of April. Until then, you're going to just have this resurgence of believing in yourself and knowing that very rarely do we have it all planned out in a way that it's going to happen. I mean, you look back on your life, it's like that never went according to how I thought it was going to go, but it did happen in a wonderful way. So keep knowing that. Be gentle with yourself this week. You can download my free ebook at ConsciousSoulGrowth.com, and that's all about spiritual wisdom for self-care and self-love. That's ConsciousSoulGrowth.com. Check it out, 44-page book. And until then, I will see you here next week as we continue moving through April and we stay on the path that is best for what you're going through right now. Thank you so much for joining me. Take care, and I'll see you back here next week. Bye-bye.